if you ever get to that point, just don't, like, quit. Just kind of think back to why you started and how you got to where you are right now. Just don't give up. I got that dog in me, yeah. Turn me up.
Big energy. Got the crowd going. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Wrestle Her Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Brenton, and today I am joined by Tegan Rakicits. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. What did you do today?
I wrestled freestyle at the state tournament today, and I wrestled yesterday.
Okay, how'd you do?
Yesterday I got second, and today I had a better fight with one of the girls that I had trouble with yesterday, and I came out with second again.
Okay, I saw that last match. That was pretty evenly matched. You guys were going at it after each other. That was fun to watch.
Yep, it was pretty intense.
Are you wrestling Greco tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to wrestle Greco.
Okay, sounds good. So maybe you'll get her one more chance and see her again and toss her. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to pick her up.
Yeah, she got some center of gravity on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, hopefully you can find an angle on her and get her in a bad position and do something cool tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 13. I originally came from Cody, Wyoming. I lived there for about like 7 years, and then we moved to Glen Rock so that my mom could go to college, and we're going to be moving back to Cody soon. I just got back from a nationals tournament in Iowa.
Awesome.
And I came out with first place in Outstanding Wrestlers Award. It was a very fun tournament, I would say, and the bus ride was very long.
Yeah, it's a long trip to
Iowa. But the girls were very nice.
So. Good, I'm glad to hear that. When did you start wrestling?
About 3 years ago in like 2021, I would say, okay. At the end of it, yeah.
Were you very good when you started?
I was okay. All I did was head and arms, really.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I did, and that was for the beginner's moves, and then I got into more, like, technical stuff.
Okay. What do you think you've improved on since you started?
I feel like I've definitely improved on, kind of protection and, like, not getting myself into bad positions. I mean, today I definitely got into a bad position, and I got thrown in the head and arm, but I rolled out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've also gotten better on just, like, getting quicker and, like, being heavier on the head and all in all just kind of the basic wrestling moves.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Did you start wrestling before the state got sanctioned?
Yeah.
So you've been wrestling boys?
Yeah, I did. I did for a little bit, and then once I got older, they hit puberty, so I had to start wrestling girls.
Yep.
It was the Don Flynn Kamikaze Classic in Glen Rock. I wrestled boys because there were no girls to wrestle out of everybody there. And I came out with second every time.
Awesome. Well, that's good. It's definitely different wrestling boys than it is girls, especially once they hit puberty.
Mm-hmm.
You just have different body types. So I'm glad you got to kind of experience both worlds a little bit and that you're wrestling girls now. So you're in middle school, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How was middle school season been for you?
It's been good. I haven't really gone to all of the tiny tournaments, only like the bigger ones, like State, Iowa, and like the ones where there's a bunch of people there. But I feel like I've definitely gotten a lot of like experience out of it. And especially when I go to practice, like some days I couldn't make it to practice.
Mm-hmm.
But on days that I did, I feel like there was like no people to wrestle.
Yeah.
Because there's no other older kids there. So it's kind of harder to learn like more techniques and stuff, and there's only like little kids there. So
right. Did you just do USA wrestling, or did you do the middle school wrestling program?
Oh yeah, I did middle school wrestling with Coach Heath Hayes and Barnett. It was really fun, and we just kind of rode buses to the tournaments. It was free, and it was really nice. It was a good experience. They taught me a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Did you have girls brackets in the middle schools?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have girls on your team in middle school?
Yeah, we have Kaylin Dines, me. For the middle school wrestling, we also had Lydia Hershley. There was like two other girls.
Okay.
There was also
quite a bit.
Yeah, there's two other girls, but I didn't get to really talk to them much on the trips there. So.
Gotcha. For those middle school tournaments in the middle school program, rather than USA, I kind of noticed being a coach for the middle schools that there wasn't very many girls brackets offered. And I feel like the girls didn't get to really be showcased very well as the boys did. And when they did wrestle, they were in the back gym or, you know, put to the side and not really fair or equal as the boys in middle school. I feel like it's middle school is very lacking in the progression of girls wrestling. I feel like they're the furthest behind than any other age group. So I'm interested to see what happens in middle school. We just had a middle school meeting with the state because there's no board for the middle school to talk to about that. So every AD and coach came to this meeting, and they're actually going to split the seasons up this year. So boys will be wrestling before Christmas, regular time, and the girls' season will be after Christmas. So they won't be the same season, and they'll be just a boys' wrestling program and then just a girls' wrestling program.
So completely different.
Yes. So I think with that, once, you know, you give girls their own space in their own wrestling room as just girls, I think it's going to grow a lot in the middle school. Yeah. So I'm hoping to see that. So that's something to look forward to for the middle schoolers. Are you an eighth grader?
Yeah.
So you're going to be in high school next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like definitely the Bearcat Brawler when I went there, mostly all of my matches, they were in the back room with the two other mats.
Mm-hmm.
And so were a bunch of girls like Kaylin. And theirs were kind of just towards the back of it. I did have one match that was like out there, but it was only one in like the 3 days of wrestling.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I noticed that like the coaches, there was never a coach near my mat. Ryan Stewart, he was always kind of around there to definitely like be there was always like a coach lurking around, but there was always like there was a lot more boys matches than there were girls.
So as there is,
it was always hard to keep up.
Yeah, there's just a lot of boys that wrestle, and we're growing and we're trying to keep up with them. But I definitely am interested to see the growth for the coming years to come and what next season's going to look like. I know kind of the pushback a little bit for that was, you know, for me as an example, I coach middle school and high school. So with the girls being moved after Christmas, I'm not going to be able to coach middle school anymore. And I know that there's a lot of coaches around the state that are in the same boat. So I hope that they hire appropriate coaches for the girls because they deserve to have good coaches just like the boys do. So that's something that I'm interested to see what happens with that coming up.
Yeah, it's like when you're not there to do it, it's like who else is gonna like do it like I did?
Right, exactly.
Like who's gonna run it as good as I did?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I hope that they can hire female coaches because it makes girls feel a little bit more comfortable in a wrestling room, you know? And you're not gonna go up to your male coach if you're having girly problems, you know? It's uncomfortable to even talk about that.
Exactly.
Especially for them. They don't wanna even hear you talk about it. So
yeah, that's why I liked having that girl chaperone on the Iowa trip. I liked having her like sit next to me so that I could like ask her for stuff or turn around and like ask her a favor.
Yeah.
It was very like helpful just to have her near instead of going to Damon for stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And even if the girl doesn't exactly know anything about wrestling, just to have a female there for those issues I think is super important. So I hope the middle schools take that into consideration when they're hiring their coaches for their girls teams for sure. So you mentioned you went to Iowa. This is your second year going, right?
Yep.
How was the first year going?
The first year, it was kind of scary because I didn't know what to expect. Like there were so many girls, and especially there was like a lot of girls on the bus that seemed older than me because I was one of the youngest girls in the group that was going. So I didn't know who to ask or who to come to for things. And there was nobody that I knew that was going. This year, Kaylin went, but last year there was like nobody to come to. So I was just kind of by myself. And last year I got like locked out of my room and there was like a bunch of just crazy stuff going on. And people had to wait out in the lobby. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that trip last year when we had to stop halfway through and didn't get into our rooms until like midnight or 1 in the morning. I don't think I got to my room until like 1:30 after everybody else got into their rooms. And then, yeah, there was drama with your guys's room. And it was a learning curve for sure. So we just went straight through this year and didn't stop. And
which I think was, I really liked that because it gave us time to sleep on the bus.
Right.
Instead of having to like stop and then get off, go to a room, get all your stuff packed up the next morning and then leave again.
Right.
It was nice to just kind of settle down in one place the first night and stay there until the end.
Right. Long bus ride, but I think it helped you guys kind of feel better to wrestle and to make weight, getting those that extra time to just be in Iowa and unpack your stuff and relax a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely, the first time that I came, the bus ride, it definitely seemed longer than it was for just one trip.
Okay, so then how did you do last year, wrestling-wise?
I got All-American by getting third. Yeah.
Awesome. And then how did this year go?
I got first place and Outstanding Wrestlers Award.
And you wrestled in the high school progressive division, right?
Yep.
Okay, and how was that?
It was fun. Some of the girls, they didn't really look to be like freshmen or high schoolers, but they were. And I don't know, it seemed intimidating, but I just went on the mat and I kind of did my thing.
Yeah. What areas did you focus on this time going in?
Well, right before we left for Iowa, we practiced chicken wing.
Okay.
And it was just like kind of right into that move. And I don't know, I felt very comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
We had just learned it, so I did that a lot.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that this time was a better experience for you and you knew some people on the trip and it was a lot more fun for you. Mm-hmm. When they told you that you got Outstanding Wrestler, how'd you feel?
I don't know. I kind of felt special and I didn't like, at first I didn't know what was going on because they like were telling me like, shh, don't tell her yet. And I was like, am I in trouble?
Right.
But then like they pulled out this huge gold medal and I was like, is that for me? And they're like, you got Outstanding Wrestler's Award. And once they explained that only a few girls get it there, I don't know. I started crying and I felt like really special and I felt like I worked really hard to get that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's great to feel that way, especially because you have been working so hard and training so hard. And to get that is a pretty outstanding honor to be able to receive that award because only three girls out of the whole tournament got it. And you were one of them. You're a middle schooler wrestling on a high school team too. So that's a pretty big deal. So I'm proud of you for that for sure.
Yeah, thank you. It seemed, I don't know, I did when I got there, I did not think that I'd be able to do that, especially since it was high schoolers. And it felt very intimidating to just go there and be with high schoolers. But like once I won that last match, I don't know, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah. Are there areas that you think you still need to improve on?
Yeah, I feel like I need to start learning to take more shots. I feel like I'm very good in the headlock. And, like, I'm heavy on the head, and I can pull out a few moves out of my pocket from there. But when it comes to it, if I have to take a shot, I feel like usually I back away or I find a different way to approach things, and I don't take shots very often. I did, like, twice throughout state this week, but I don't think I did very good on those shots. So gotcha. I definitely need to improve on those.
Okay. Do you do any type of journaling or mental things to help you while you're wrestling or before you wrestle?
No, I kind of just, I really just put on my headphones and I like kind of listen to music before I go on the mat, or I just listen to my friends and they tell me like, don't worry about the score, just keep wrestling, or when you're gassed, just keep going. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Awesome. Are you planning on attending any more national tournaments in the future?
Yeah, maybe if I can earn it and get there, I hope, from going to state. I feel like high school state's going to be a lot more tough.
Yeah.
Especially with high school girls. It's going to be a lot more work next year.
Yeah, I feel like the state is growing and improving. I think there's going to be a lot more new girls next year again. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of girls that already wrestle, obviously, that have been on the national team for however long they've been on the national team with me. But there's a lot of new girls out there, so I feel like a lot of the girls will be in the same boat just because it's their first or second year ever wrestling. Mm-hmm. So I think just kind of depends on the tournament that you go to, depending on the competition that there will be. But I think you'll do pretty well.
Yeah, and I also saw Sarah Eddy.
Mm-hmm.
She went there last year too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she did really good, and she was there to support me the whole time.
Yeah, she did great.
Yeah, she was, like, really happy for me when I got my awards, and I definitely liked having her around, too. She felt like another, like, chaperone helper. She answered a lot of my questions, too, so awesome. I didn't have to go to the coaches all the time.
Yeah, so you made some friends on the trip this time.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that, and, you know, it's fun to go to these tournaments, and you see your national teams that you went with and the people that have helped you, and you cheer them on even though they're not from your high school team, and yeah, it's fun to see all the girls do that with
definitely,
each other.
Definitely makes you feel more comfortable when you go with people that you already met or know. It, like, I saw Sarah Eddy, I saw Harley, and I saw a few other girls that I saw last year, and talking to them was just more comfortable than last year because I already, like, know them.
Right.
So it just, it definitely felt more comfortable going on the trip this year for sure.
Good. Yeah. Sometimes it's a little uncomfortable to be the new person on the team when you don't know anybody, but that's why I love these trips, is because you get a bond with everybody and make friends, and the next year and the next year and the next year are even better. So would you recommend girls trying to qualify for a national event and go?
Yeah, I definitely would recommend that, because when you go on a national trip, it's not just like about wrestling and winning and getting the big award. It's like about getting to know people and getting more comfortable in like the environment you're in, and learning to like adapt with the trip you're going on, and kind of just learn how to, I don't know, have fun on a trip.
Yeah.
Like, most people take it too seriously. And
right.
They're on the bus and they're like, oh no, I'm going to win, I'm going to lose. But mm-hmm. just, you know, kind of loosen up, have fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's nice to get the feeling to be away from home and make new friends sometimes. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Are you going to do anything this summer wrestling-wise?
I might go to a few small camps, but other than that, I don't think I'm going to focus on a lot of wrestling this summer. I think we're going to be definitely really busy this summer, because with my birthday and then going to see my grandpa in Washington and moving, it's kind of going to be hectic, but
okay,
we'll see.
Yeah. Well, as long as you know, put your mind to it and you work hard during the high school season, next season, I think you're going to do great. What kind of goals do you have for yourself?
My goal is honestly to just get better in wrestling and like not get too jacked, but gain like a little bit more muscle. So
yeah,
if I don't know like what kind of move to pull out during a match, I can just kind of use my strength. And another one is to learn some more moves instead of just the basic like power half. And I don't know, I kind of want to learn to do more like harder stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would seem like fun, and especially on like track wrestling, it shows, and it's not like all about what it shows on track wrestling, but I feel like it'd just be fun to learn new moves and get the hang of them during matches and
yeah,
learn how to pull them out.
Yeah, you just gotta get on that mat and keep practicing. Practice makes perfect. You gotta do it a million times to be mm-hmm. perfect at it. So just keep doing what you're doing and focus on getting better. What are your long-term goals?
Well, at school, we're going over things about colleges. If I get the chance to like go to a college that offers a scholarship for girls wrestling, then I might want to try to get there.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. There's a lot more colleges gaining girls wrestling literally by the day. So I'm really, fingers crossed, hoping that UW can get on that train too. I think a big thing is the coaching aspect. There's not a lot of girl coaches, and you know, we need those girl coaches, and I feel like especially a college or a university needs to have those experienced women coaches if they want to have a successful program. So I think that's kind of the hesitation right now for UW, but maybe in a few short years, or by the time you graduate high school, they'll have it and you can stay in Wyoming and get a scholarship to wrestle there. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
Yeah. So what do you want to, if you go to college, what are you trying to be when you grow up?
If I don't make it to the wrestling part of that, then I don't know, I think dentistry would be kind of cool.
Okay.
Being a dentist, I don't know, I just kind of thought that was always cool. I've never really hated going to the dentist. I thought it was always kind of fun.
Yeah.
Not fun, but like,
just like
enjoyable.
Yeah.
Ish. Like you get a new toothbrush and you get to say hi to the dentist. I don't know. It just seems okay to me. Everyone just makes it out way worse than it has to be.
Yeah, I like that. Teeth are important.
Yeah, because I want to help people like get a shiny white smile.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, people fear going to the dentist because they think it's, you know, going to be painful, and they don't like people in their mouths. You know, so we need more dentists. So
yeah.
I love that path for you.
I used to have when I was like little, but I don't know if he was joking or not, but he seemed kind of mean to me on this one day, And I don't know, I'd never like mean dentist. I like the nice ones.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So you'd be a nice dentist then?
Yep. The nicer dentists, they like, I don't know, they give you a more enjoyable experience and they let you watch movies while you're getting your teeth pulled out.
Yeah, right. That's always way better than just looking into nothing while you get your teeth pulled out. Mm-hmm. Do you do any other sports?
I'm doing track right now, but I kind of just started doing that just so I could get in shape and lose a little bit of weight for Iowa. But Mr. Hayes and my mom and my track coach said that they would be really mad if I quit track. Kind of can't do that now.
Yeah, what events are you doing in track?
I'm doing long jump and then just sprints.
Okay.
I got third in long jump on my first track meet, so I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you want to quit already? You got third. Why would you want to quit?
I hate going to the track practices.
Yeah.
It's kind of miserable, especially when it's windy and raining.
Mm-hmm. You have to be outside. And
especially in it's we're in Wyoming.
So yeah.
It's unpredictable.
Right. And there's always wind. Always. Never fails. If there are girls watching right now that want to join a national team or think that they can qualify for a national team, what advice do you have for them?
I was at a point where I wanted to just kind of quit going to wrestling practices and quit. And I just didn't feel like I was good at wrestling anymore. And I kind of just quit trying in wrestling. If you ever get to that point, just don't like quit. Just kind of think back to why you started and how you got to where you are right now. Just don't give up and try and like look at future goals, like imagine future goals and try and work your way up to there.
I love that. Why did you start wrestling?
I started wrestling. It was kind of all fun and games at first because my friend, Blakely, she did wrestling, and she kind of started the whole where she lives. She was, like, the first girl that did wrestling, and now every girl in Wheatland, where she used to live, does wrestling. But I don't know. She kind of got me on the track of, like, doing wrestling, and so did my friend Brady and Javante. They kind of just told me to do wrestling as a joke, and then I came to practice one day, and then I just kept going to practice, and now I'm here.
Love it. Well, I'm glad you stuck around, and obviously hard work pays off because you got outstanding wrestler at a big national tournament.
Yeah.
So keep it up.
Yeah.
So you have a quote for us. Would you like to go ahead and share that with us, please?
My quote is, in wrestling, there's no substitute for hard work.
Yeah, there really isn't. And that's a great quote to tell the listeners because, you know, if you cut corners, it's going to show on a wrestling mat. Mm-hmm. If you, you know, don't do the moves correctly, if you don't train hard in practice, it's going to show. And I feel like wrestling is one of the main sports that does that. Like if you're on a team like basketball or volleyball and you cut corners, you have teammates to pick up the slack. Wrestling, it's just you. So it's going to show. So hard work definitely pays off. So that's a great quote to end us on. Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to or thank?
I want to thank a few people. I want to thank my mom for cheering me on and screaming on the sidelines. I want to thank my friends, Brady, Javante, and Blakely, for getting me into wrestling, even though it didn't start out as a very serious thing. And I want to thank my coaches. I want to thank Dalton, Austin Smith, Heath Hayes, and Coach Barnett.
Awesome.
For cheering me on and everything and showing me moves and teaching me just how to be a wrestler.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that they taught you how and you are where you are today.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or say to the listeners today?
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. That's a good thing to say to wrestlers, especially wrestlers. So thank you so much for joining me on my podcast today. I look forward to more national trips to come, and I can't wait to see what you can do in high school next year.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you guys so much for joining me, and we will see you guys next time. Bye.
I can't accept the loss, I'm hard-headed. There's a little bit of madness to my method. Many falling off that fine line that I'm treading. I risk anything to be great, and I'm not letting nobody rob me of my victory. Number one, that's what I'm meant to be. When by any means, only thing that makes sense to me, I can make nice or make history.